Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. I'll never forget a line in the classic movie, Journey to the Center of the Earth, when Professor Lindenbrook says he doesn't sleep because he hates those little slices of death.
The irony is deep because sleep is how we stay healthy, and it's divided into an awake stage and four sleep stages. Stage one sleep is brief and you're still aware. Stage two is light sleep when you're easily roused and it makes up the bulk of sleep.
The third stage is deep sleep. Breathing slows, body temperature drops, and muscles relax so the body can repair and rebuild.
Stage four is REM, or rapid eye movement, when emotions and memory are regulated. The brain comes alive with dreams and your heart rate goes up.
People cycle through these stages more than once each night, with each lasting 50 to 100 minutes. In the first half of the night, the cycles are more linear, while in the second half, the cycles are not as defined and involve more light and REM sleep.
So, in all, light sleep accounts for half, while deep and REM sleep each take up a quarter of sleep. A recent study of 8,000 people followed for 25 years found people who slept less than 6 hours in middle age had a higher risk of dementia.
The risk continues beyond age 60, increasing dementia risk by 30% for short sleep. Other studies show it causes the body to produce more beta-amyloid plaques in the brain, which is linked to Alzheimer's.
Despite studies that prove we need sleep, most of us still don't make it a priority. Sounds like a good goal for the new year.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.